Welcome to a new podcast for Sheffield. It's the Looking Up Sheffield podcast. We're going to be shining a light on the buildings and the people that make Sheffield the city that it is. And what better place to start a podcast than a former Gents Conveniences right in the heart of old Sheffield, where the Don and the Sheaf merge together. I'm going to go and take you inside to meet the owner of this cafe bar and talk about what it takes to go from pissoir to pub. It's Looking Up Sheffield. So, welcome to a new podcast about Sheffield's buildings, people and heritage. It's time for a fresh perspective on our fine city, away from all the hecklers and haters. And so this is called Looking Up Sheffield, and I'm Loz Harvey. To my right is the Instagram influencer, gentleman of this parish, and owner of the most popular photograph ever on Marmaduke's Insta feed, Mr. Richard Phipps of Heritage Sheffield. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Loz. Thank you for inviting me to your first podcast. With regards to Marmaduke's, I wonder if that that will entitle me to free coffee. I'm not too sure. I might have to get in touch with him about that one.
I think it's definitely worth a good shout, actually.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, see how far I can push that one.
Yeah, I think it went over 1,000 likes on that particular post, so that, I think maybe you get like a cake as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You don't say. So in this week's podcast, we'll be exploring the remains of Sheffield Castle. There's not a lot, but we do like it. Uncovering the ancient streets of Sheffield. Do you know you're putting lanes from your under the waters, as the bishop said to the actress? We'll be recording our first podcast, well, we are doing it now, in a former gents pissoir overlooking the fabulous River Don with this week's special guest. How many podcasts do you think are recorded in toilets, Richard?
I would say just this one. That would be my guess.
And we'll also be talking about this month's Heritage Open Days that we've both been taking part in, and what we've been up to this week in Sheffield, and for 1 week only in Norway. But on that, we'll come back to that in a minute. So every month we'll be taking you on a meandering, occasionally sensual but always vital journey around our city, creating narrative arcs the likes of which you can hardly imagine, maybe because I haven't written them yet. It's time for a fresh perspective on Sheffield. Too many people want to escape into the peak for a stunning city vista, but that's not us, mister. We're doing Sheffield from the ground up.
Yeah, well, I've been out staffing Sheffield for a while now. I can honestly say that you definitely benefit if you look up.
So the reason being that the buildings around our city can reveal great stories, not only about Sheffield as it was, but how it's going to be in the future. So we're in the perfect place for that tonight. Not cranky old Victorians that want to see Sheffield return to its swampy pre-industrial days. This podcast is all about the future. From Lear's Yard to Castlegate, from Heart of the City to Tinsley, we'll be shining a light on all the changes taking place in the best way possible by speaking to the people who are making those changes happen. We're not gnarly old revivalists, but modern libertarians, if we dare say so ourselves, and thinkers that truly believe in this city and its power to educate, inform and entertain, and that its best days are still to come. We're using the past to make sense of the future, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it says the man recording this podcast in a former toilet.
I think it's time for building news. One person who saw a whole pile of potential in this perilous pissoir is Chris, who had the idea of turning the Blanc Street conveniences into this rather fabulous cafe bar. He's joining us here tonight. Well, this is Gaff, so we've joined him, actually. Thanks for letting us in, Chris.
You're welcome.
Why did you decide to convert the old Blanc Street toilets?
Well, it was just, as I said on a previous occasion, the guy who I bought it off had got planning for a small cafe with a terrace outside, and I looked at it, I thought there were more potential to it to get a bigger footprint. So we've got the cafe downstairs with the terrace, we've now got the upstairs area we sat in now, which will become the eating area, and you've got another terrace outside. We've got the license, as you see, as you've looked around, we've got the bars in and everything, there'll be the ales, so people will be able to use it from across the road. With all the developments that are happening outside, I thought there were massive potential here.
What did you know of the building before, and did you used to walk past it?
I would have done, yes, because I used to work a lot for Mitchelton Butler, which is Bath Taverns. This used to be their office, the old Alexander House. So I must have walked past it dozens and dozens of times, but it didn't spring out at me until I bought it.
And now sitting here, I mean, just the view that we've got across the Don and to the old part of Sheffield, it's quite spectacular.
Yeah, we're right on the confluence of the rivers, you know, the Sheaf and the Don, where Sheffield got its name from. This is where it started, and the views, as you've just seen out on the terracing, you would have never seen them views before. This is the first time.
There's a very interesting coat of arms downstairs. I think that reveals quite a lot about the history of this this part of the city.
Well, there's mixed views as to where the coat of arms has come from. We have managed to locate a photograph that shows the bridge before the toilet was built. But one part of it, it's AD 1916, when I think they renovated the bridge and everything. But the coat of arms downstairs, we think, predates when Sheffield was a city. It's the old town coat of arms before it became the city coat of arms. So whether that was brought from another part of the city, one of the older buildings, we've still yet to find out. If anyone can throw any light on it, we'd be interested in listening to them.
And we'll give you the email address at the end of this podcast.
Yep.
So do you need a particular skill set to do up an old building like this?
Primarily, you've got to be mad. this is the most challenging build I've ever done. I've done a number of builds, bars, cafes and everything, but this really has been a challenge, and it's the challenge what I like. So.
And what are your plans for the opening? I mean, it's almost done now, isn't it?
Well, we could actually open this within a month. We just need to get the right staff in place, do the final cleaning and everything, do some tests on his new menus, and we could open. But obviously the council now is a lot more involved, I think, with the works on Castlegate and outside our frontiers. We've got no paths, there's no entrance to the building, no access, so we'll just work with council, and when they're ready we'll open.
And does it have proper toilets now?
It's got one.
it does
work.
So what do you think of the wider regeneration plans for Castlegate?
I think they've probably got the best opportunity to show what Sheffield is all about that they've ever had. You know, from the markets have gone, all the old sites gone, they've now got a clear site there to do what they want to do with it. I'll be interested to see what happens with it.
So what's next for you after this then? What other projects have you got on the go? What can you tell us about?
We've got one which is literally a stone's throw from here, which is the old Barrow Boys pub on Shud Hill, underneath Commercial Street, which we have made a start on, but we've had to abandon that because there was issues with the roof, which again we're working with council to overcome those issues. I think we're nearly there now, so as soon as that one's finished, that one's sorted out, we'll move back onto that one. And then coming out along after that, we've got the old Farfield pub on Neepsend Lane, which is, again, we're working with council to get planning on that one. That'll then go back to a really old traditional pub.
And how does it feel as a Sheffielder to be playing such a part in, you know, these old buildings and bringing them back to life?
It makes you very proud, and hopefully people will appreciate what we're trying to achieve.
And opening night, we'll get an invite.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. No problem at all.
Tell me about this.
Right, so as we walk around the upstairs area here, you know, we've really kitted it out nice, wooden floors, fixed seating, we've got some really good, funky, you know, light fittings. We've also got what we're calling the Cabinet of Curiosities, which people can sit and look at it. Some people might like it, some people might not, but as you can see yourself, it's an all range of old bits of antiques and collectibles.
So we're just going to take a walk down the stairs now. Lovely staircase.
Here's one point here you might be interested in. These are the handrails out of the old Castle Market.
Okay.
Which we managed to get into. I spoke to Simon, they got us in there for a day to strip various bits and pieces out, and I said we'd put them in here, see. So that's what they are, even with bits of graffiti on them.
What kind of graffiti do you get on a
Well, I think people scratch the names on them.
And here's one of the treasures that we're just looking at now. I can't quite read what it says in the Latin, but perhaps you can enlighten me.
I think it's on the lines of something, COR Bovenant Labour Proficient, which I did get it translated once, and it's something about, you know, working together, from what I can gather, but I could get an exact translation.
And this coat of arms looks particularly ancient.
It is, yeah, and as I've said to you before, the city coat of arms now has got the two figures on the side and a herald on the top. That's not on there at all, so in my mind, that's still the Sheffield town coat of arms, not Sheffield city coat of arms.
And how many of those do you think there might be around, dotted about the city?
I don't think there's any. There's just this one. We found it when it, I think they did know it was here, but when we started stripping the building out, it was behind some paneling. You know, we've renovated it, kept it clean, looked after it, and sealed it. So, you know, there's even parts of the old toilet which you've left all the tiles and everything in here, clean them all up, so you do get a feel for it.
Absolutely. And just going out to this this lower terrace, you can just see the, what we're looking at here, Chris, then. What's the view from here?
So looking at here, this is the River Don that's coming down, which is obviously coming under Ladies Bridge here. It then goes under Blanc Street. They're both listed bridges. And then you can see where the colour change in the water is here. This is the River Sheaf coming underneath, hitting the Don.
So that is literally where Sheffield first began.
This is it, from on this confluence here. There's some interesting items here, such as you can see all the pock marks in the wall here. This is all the bomb damage from the Second World War, when a bomb went straight through the bridge, literally 2 or 3 foot from us, into the underneath. It didn't explode on the bridge, it exploded when it hit the water. The bomb blast then came across and damaged all the old handrails and guardrails on Blanc Street Bridge. Hence on the far side you've got the lovely old, well, whatever, they probably predate Victorian cast iron ones, and here we've got the concrete repair which would have been done after the Second World War.
In this section we talk about what we've been out and about doing in Sheffield this week, and Norway for 1 week only. Went on the tour of the castle, Rich.
Yes, I did. Not much left, unfortunately. Obviously, the site of the old castle market, so whether that's influenced what was there before and it's had a bad effect on it, I don't know. But there's not much left, unfortunately, but enough to preserve and show next generation what was there.
I think one of the things that struck me about it was just the potential of that site. You know, when you're up at the top, looking down, and you know, however much is in that actual archaeology, and it seems to be like mixed reports about how much there is, just the potential of that site to kind of unlock this huge part of the jigsaw.
Well, I mean, we're sat here now looking across at the area, and there's a big area there to develop, obviously. You are wanting to preserve what's there with regards to heritage, but there's definitely potential for new buildings and green space, and hopefully that's something the council will be looking at.
I mean, I think what's happening at the moment is that the results of the archaeological dig have been made. They have not found masses of stuff, lots of evidence of kind of previous castles, maybe even like a Norman Motton Bailey castle, I believe, as well, but nothing enough to kind of to be an attraction of its own own right.
I think it was also interesting on the tour that it wasn't used as a fortress per se, it was more of a baronial castle that the earls would have lived in. So obviously with the link with Sheffield, with Queen Mary staying here for 14 years, this is obviously where she would have lived, and it wasn't a defensive castle, it was more just a fortress where someone would have lived.
And the thing I found interesting about it was, maybe it's a well-known story to Sheffield, is that the castle kind of faced away from the city, faced up towards like Manor Lodge, and
towards
it almost like turned its back on on the city.
Yeah, definitely. Like they were saying, a lot of castles used to face towards the town where they protected. Obviously, they didn't see much use in that.
Now, what other tours have you been on this week? Because it's Heritage Open days at the moment, so there's lots up for grabs.
Yes, I went on the Curzon Cinema Tour on George Street. That used to be an old bank. The bank manager, his office is down in the bank vault, so I think he's preparing for some kind of zombie apocalypse. That's what he was telling me. He's got a nice stash of beer and food down there, just in case. And those big steel doors, they don't move, so he's safe. So if there is an apocalypse, I know exactly where I'm going.
It's another good reason to get to the Curzon, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. But also, it's got a nice rooftop bar as well. So
it has, sir. You know, zombie apocalypse or a pint of Magners in the sunshine.
Exactly.
It's a hard choice to make.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll leave you, dear podcast listeners, to make that choice. And you've also been in Norway this week, haven't you, Rich?
I have, yes. My trips with work abroad are few and far between. Unfortunately, it tends to be with customer complaints, so they're never that entertaining. But yeah, I got to see a little bit of Norway for an afternoon in the rain, so it wasn't too dissimilar to being in Sheffield, to be quite honest.
And you had a view looking out onto a river stretch, much like the Don.
Well, it was the fjords. Like I said, this is probably the nicest toilet I've ever been in. Whether or not I'd compare it to Norway, I'd probably just go in the favour of Norway, to be honest.
And, you know, we're here tonight. I mean, it's obviously a bit of a legendary setup for us. You know, it's the first podcast. You know, obviously going live, hoping to do one of these every month if we possibly can. But what do you think about this building? And, you know, what does that say about Sheffield today?
I think it's great that we're looking at old buildings and trying to convert them as opposed to leaving them to ruin. He's done an absolute brilliant job, to be honest. There's still a lot of old features in here. It'll look really good as part of the Castlegate revival.
And we're looking out onto Castlegate itself, looking back up towards the old town hall. You can just see Canada House just slightly out of view in the far distance.
Yep.
All of these buildings are kind of very much alive and well today with things happening for them.
Yeah. Prime for development.
And next week I will be going into the old town hall. I've got a Heritage Open day. Actually, hoping to go inside the town hall, go and see the old jails for myself, and hopefully get an interview with the guy that has put in planning application to turn it into an indoor market. So stay tuned for a future podcast episode where I hopefully track him down. So how was that for you? We really enjoyed doing that first podcast, looking up Sheffield in the Two Rivers Cafe Bar. I'd like to say thanks to Chris for letting us in there, to Heritage Sheffield, Richard Phipps, for joining me for the inaugural podcast and a little bit of Sheffield history. I'd like to say thanks to Kieran and to Al Dalton for the music. And thank you, dear listener. If we have any listeners, come back and listen again. Looking Up Sheffield is now a website, lookingupsheffield.com, and we'll be posting future podcasts and general meanderings, journeys, narratives and insights on there. So until then, and there's the bells of the town hall wishing us goodbye.